Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good time of year. Fun time of year. Thanks for being with us. Hope you're having a nice little holiday so far. I feel like Christmas has snuck up on us because it is next week, and I don't know where you guys are in your Christmas shopping, but I've still got more to do. We just aren't doing a whole hell of a lot in our family anymore in terms of Christmas gifts, which I feel like this is a trend, perhaps. I don't know if this is true in your house. Now, see, you have little kids.
Yeah. So we actually did something different on my dad's side of the family with my brother and my two sisters. Rather than everybody try to get everybody presents, because we have like, now there's significant others. So there's like 8 of us total plus the parents. We all agreed to do a big secret Santa. So you just get one person to shop for and one person shops for you.
You know, somebody was telling me there's an app or something or a website you can go to that does all that for you. Like you register all your family members and then you pick one randomly and then you get paired up with the person you have to buy the gift for. And then it shows on there kind of what they want or what.
You know. So we go one step short of that. There's an app called Giftful where you can just list things that you want. It's basically like a personal gift registry. Okay. And so when we do the Secret Santa, everyone sends their Giftful link in. So I actually know who the person I draw, like some things they might want.
Okay. Yeah. And then will you just buy them whatever they want?
Potentially. Or I'll see like that they had such and such on their list and I'm going to like pivot and do something like it, but you know, different or unique or whatever.
I'm a little old school. You know, my wife got mad at me the other day. She called me judgmental, which...
I mean, you are.
I mean, that wouldn't be the first time. But she said, or we were talking about gift cards, and I forget who she was talking about. She's like, should I get a gift card for this person or that person or whatever? And I'm like, well, I told her I don't, and I think we've talked about this before, I don't subscribe to the idea of gift cards at the holidays for anyone. I think it's a weak gift.
Yep, I'm with you here.
I think it's a cop-out. Like you, in other words,
you took the words right out of my mouth. It does feel so. There are some people I agree it's harder to shop for. That's on you to figure out a better gift then. Like,
so we're on the same page.
I just will not get my wife gift cards, even though I know that there's certain places she wants to shop with someone else's money. Like, that's, I would rather get her something, and then if she doesn't like it, she can return. But it shows the thought. Now, she has like a niece and nephew who are like 13 and she can never keep up with their interests. And like, they always ask they ask for gift cards. So she gets it for them. But like, if you're getting another adult or if you're an adult getting for, I think in general, you should be picking out gifts.
Well, yeah, exactly. She called me judgy for this, but I think she's just.
Doesn't mean there's not value to gift cards. Some people actually want them.
I think she's wearing the guilt of knowing I'm right.
Is she a, does it make her feel bad because she may be a gift card gifter? Does
she gift them? She's a gift card gifter.
So you've made her feel bad about that choice?
I think so, yeah. Okay. That's where that went. And that's not, you know, I'm just giving my opinion. I don't want anybody to feel bad. We don't have to take things personally, but I think she might have. I never give her gift cards. I don't give gift cards. Now, gift cards, you know, like they can work if you're like wanting to thank somebody, like a bartender, or you want to thank a, you know, you somebody at work, a coworker.
My wife something. Made little gift bags for the teachers at our daycare that included a little Starbucks gift card
See,
in there.
That's perfect. Perfect. Yeah, teacher, whatever. Like, just here, a little, I'm thinking about you, have this. But I feel like we've, somewhere along the way, I feel like we may have lost sight of a lot of things about Christmas. One, Christmas is really for the kids. Okay?
Yeah.
It really is. Like, you're in the throes of Christmas.
Because and it's you've the got, freaking best.
Yeah, you love it. You two little kids.
They love it.
They love it.
They love the decorations. The tree, they love the songs. They love everything.
They come running to that tree in the morning. And Santa and the whole idea. And then somewhere along the way, of course, we had to buy gifts. We felt like we had to buy gifts for everybody in the family. It's kind of nice. Like, if it's just you and the, let's say it's just you and your wife and the two kids on Christmas morning, of course you're buying something for your wife, right? And vice versa. But then you start adding extended family because they're visiting, and then everybody's buying gifts for everybody. And I feel like at some point, maybe because everything seems so damn expensive right now, we're all spending money right and left. It's like, hey, let's tone it down a little bit. Let's keep it to the kids. We always buy gifts for the kids. The kids love it. Christmas is about the kids. But then when you're talking about adults, you know, I think that if you think enough of a person to buy them a gift, you should buy them A, not something that they want, and B, not a gift card. I think you if they are worthy of a gift from you, you think they're, you know, you respect them enough, you want to get them a gift. You should know them well enough to find something that they may like. Now, they're not always going to like it.
But it the even thought if that they counts, don't, it's better that you've tried.
That
you have said, I made this decision because I thought you would
like
it.
Yes, and isn't that the fun of Christmas shopping?
Like, and maybe you get it wrong. And if there's a gift receiver who doesn't like it and is mad at you about that, then that sucks, and shame on that person. Because that'll happen. There are some people out there who's like, this isn't what I wanted. Why did you get me this?
Yeah, and that's weak.
That's really weak because other person tried.
I will never buy you another gift at that point. I mean, come on. It's the thought that counts is a good saying. That's really what it is. But then on top of that, if you really know that person, you may have found something that they're like, oh, this is really a thoughtful gift. Thank you. And I'll put that to good use. And that's Christmas. But you do that for maybe, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your lover, whatever. And then maybe your parents or your brother. And that's it. Right. So that's where I'm at. And the gift card thing, I just think it's cop out. I don't think we should do it for the people that you know.
Unless it's requested, it feels like there's inevitably less thought put in.
Can I say, I don't think we should really request, kids request gifts. We get the kids some things that they want, right? Like, because it's the whole idea of Santa. He's listening to you, you've been a good kid, okay, you want that, here that is for you. Okay, right? Not adults, like adults.
Oh, no, not adults. No gift cards for adults.
Saying like asking for something, like, oh, you should get me this. Well, then why don't I just, like, I don't know. I mean, I hear some people that are like, oh, well, I just buy whatever I want, and then I wrap it up for myself and put it under the tree, and then my wife.
That's super lame.
Right.
I don't ever want to buy a gift for myself.
We always buy our,
The things that we buy for ourselves are gifts to ourselves. I don't need that on Christmas. Someone else is supposed to do that.
Guys don't want, we really don't. Most of us really don't want gifts. What we want is we want the money to stay in the account. Okay, that's the best Christmas gift you can give us. But we play along, mainly for the kids. But like I said, somewhere along the line, we lost sight of who we buy gifts for and why and what we should do about that. And so we're reeling it back in. And another thing is, I just don't think that you should have a Christmas list as an adult. You're an adult. Most of us just go buy the things we need, and then if we don't, it's incumbent upon the spouse to pay attention.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You know what I'm saying?
I do, except for I am still of the age that my parents want to know things to get for me, my wife, and my kids. And so having a page with a list, it's helpful.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm texting all those links and ideas or emailing them to a bunch of different parties and then, you know.
But again, when you're starting to ask, what can I get for someone? Maybe just nothing. Because you can't think of anything. Because you don't know them well enough to
think of
something that they could
that's where I won't go that far, because if the person wants to give something but they're not sure what to, not giving anything at all is not better.
Well, I think it is if you all agree upon it. If you're just like, look.
Oh, if everyone's decided, but if I want to get you something but I'm just not sure what, it's better for me to give you a $20 bill than to give you nothing.
Yeah, see, I don't want a $20 bill.
I know you don't want it, but if I don't get you anything, I have declared you unimportant completely. Not only can I not think of what to get you, you're an afterthought.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of you at all.
I totally disagree with that. Well, so now you're basically saying you're disrespecting me because you gave me a lame gift.
You'd rather not get the gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm less disrespected by not getting a gift.
Do you have anyone in your life who, like, they're in your family circle, but you don't know them especially well that you would want to get them a gift, but you're not sure what to get them? Or does that type of person not exist in your
world? Non-existent.
Okay.
Yeah. Non-existent.
Okay.
And I get it. Everybody has different
families. I think there are people who have people in their circles that are like, this person means a lot to me. I don't know what to get them. And in that case, what are they supposed to do? Not get them anything?
I say try harder.
Well,
that's my little...
I agree that's solution one.
That's my Christmas rant for the day.
Okay.
Try harder. Come up with something. And you know, here's the other thing too. There are fallback gifts. Booze is one of them. Great gift. Always good. As long as you know what the person likes or what the person drinks, or if the person drinks. If they don't drink, that's obviously, you don't want to get them booze. But you know what I mean? Like a bottle of booze is great.
But a bottle of booze is the same as a gift card, because it's like, I didn't know what else to get you, so here's some booze.
I kind of disagree.
If there's a specific type, if you know the person likes bourbon, I give you a little more grace there, but it's pretty darn close to, I didn't know what to get you, and I assume you like to drink, so here.
Well, it's not an assumption. You got to know they like to drink, and you got to know what they like
Most
to drink,
like
and
to
then
drink.
You get them some... I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
I'm not saying you can go wrong. I'm just saying that can be considered a cop-out type gift.
It could be. But in my world, where I'm king,
it's the greatest.
It's not. It's just not. All right, well, enough griping about...
Ho, ho, ho!
Christmas.
Get them, Schultzy.
Yeah, Schultzy. Hope everyone is ready for some hot sports talk, because we have a lot of it. And I mean a lot of it. Poll question starts us next on The Fan.